Gallio was a very famous Roman politician, and for a while they were appointed by the emperor, usually for a term of 2 years. Why only 2 years? Who could stand to be away from Rome longer than that? You know, that was the thinking. And so it's the same. Stirred up, finally they beat Sosthenes, who had nothing to do with this. Now the gospel is once again, we're still in chapter 16, which is our taking our Lord's words and preparing us for the Feast of Pentecost. And so he said, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. In other words, we're not going to find like a really good time in this world. It's just not possible. And the more we understand who the Lord is, that's our joy. And but not in this world. I don't mean we don't have joy in the family. We don't have. I mean, but joy comes from being in real, living contact with the risen Jesus Christ. That's the joy. And so our Lord gives this example of a woman in labor. She may not be in joy right then, but she will be soon when she has brought forth a child into the world. So now you're in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. That promise is still valid. That promise is still valid. If we're ever in difficulty and the world is causing difficulty, the Lord will be there with us and we will know that he's there. On that day you will not question me about anything. That is, it'll be clear to you what's going on. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So one of the arts of prayer is to have our heart so in tune with Jesus that whatever we ask is the Father's will, and he'll give it to us. That takes attention, though, doesn't it? That is, we have to be striving to be aware of the presence of the Lord all day. That's not easy. But it is a basic practice of the Christian life. To be aware of Jesus all day long. To be aware of the Spirit dwelling in ourselves. And if we pray for this grace, it will happen. And then we get an instinct. You know, come home, sit down, turn on the TV. No, turn it off. Pray. Read. Keep your heart and mind attuned. Sometimes you turn on the TV. There might be something worthwhile. But most of the time, there isn't. And it's not worth it. But whatever you ask the Father in my name, that means our hearts are aligned with Jesus and we're praying in his name. It's a promise, isn't it? So now as we're getting ready for Pentecost, we should start to pray for the world, for all the suffering in the world, for our families, for it, so that we can pray in the Spirit and have our prayers heard.